we have great respect for foreign cuisines and relatively low respect in terms of prestige for immigrant cuisines, which is what we call ethnic cuisines.
Dr. Krishnendu Ray talks about how we differentiate foreign and immigrant cuisines on episode 12 of the Joshua David Stein Variety Half Hour.
So I think it's very important. If French is seen as foreign, then it gets valorized, increased value. If Japanese is seen as foreign, it has increased value. And Indian cuisine is in some ways playing in those two domains. It is a very middle-class cuisine driven partly by poor South Asian immigrants, Bangladeshi immigrants, Pakistani immigrants who run 80% of Indian restaurants in New York City. And then a few, all the top-end Indian restaurants in New York City are run by Indian immigrants or basically expats who have just invested. So they are trying to kind of struggling against the weight of this poorer immigrant population.
Right.
So in some ways, it happened with the Italians too. It happened with Jews. It happened Eastern European Jews. It happened with Germans. When you have a large number of immigrants, you have their cuisines available and visible, but cheap, and it's very difficult to climb up the ladder, like you see with Chinese cuisine. It's so difficult to charge $20, $25 for an entree.
For more thought-provoking conversations about food culture, check out all episodes of the Joshua David Stein Variety Half Hour on heritageradionetwork.org and iTunes.